This is Good News Hour, the program wholly dedicated to the preaching of the Word of God. And your speaker at this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with a message from the Gospel by St. John, chapter 14, and we're going to read from verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In verse 8, another man comes into the limelight. His name is Philip. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Then I'm going down the chapter again, and we're going to look at another man. This time, it's going to be verse 22, and the man's name is Judas. But remember, this is not Judas Iscariot. It's another Judas. I'll read verse 22. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which hath sent me. Now in verse 27 of our chapter, this is what he leaves. Peace I leave with you, peace, and all that's perfect peace in this dark world of sin. And we say the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Well, may the Lord add his blessing on the reading of his precious holy word. And now we're going back to verse 1 again and see what the Savior had to say. You know, when we come to the word of God, is what saith the Scripture? What saith the Savior? What saith the Lord? Now I'm going to read from verse 1, and I'll let you hear what he says. Let not your heart be troubled. But remember, he was now speaking to his own blood-bought saints, his apostles, and he was going to leave them shortly, and he said, let not your heart be troubled. And he added this, you believe in God? Then he said, believe also in me. Then he added something very timely, and it was this, in my Father's house are many abodes or mansions. And he said, if it were not so, I would have told you. Our Savior never misrepresents any one time in his life. What he says, he means exactly what he says. When he speaks of the Father's house, he's giving us an exact description of what is to be found there. When he speaks of the Father's love, he is telling us what is in the heart of God. When he speaks of the Father's gift, he is telling us of what the Lord gave this world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Salvation comes to the human family on the easiest possible terms. Men are not asked to do anything. We are preaching today a finished work and a faithful word. Among the last words of our Savior on the cross of Calvary, he said, it is finished. He did not say, I am finished. It is finished. He bowed his head like a man that recited a piece, or girl or boy, and bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The men on either side of him, their life slowly left them. It was fading out little by little, but our Savior in the end, with a triumphant voice, raised his voice to God his Father and said, it is finished. It is finished. And then the poet said, it is finished. Yes, indeed. Finished every jot. Sinner, he is all you need. Tell me, is it not? Now again, hear this. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And the Word of God makes very, very plain that no man has seen God at any time. Well, someone is saying, How does he expect us to believe in one that we have not seen? But when our Savior came to the earth, a man that we read about by the name of Philip, he said, "Show us the Father, show us the Father." And he said, "Philip, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip?" He said, "But Lord, I said, show us the Father." Then he went on to say, "I and my Father are one." And he added this, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father." Now, in the Godhead, there is God the Father, there is God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And let me tell you, friends, every sinner that receives the Savior who died for his sins on the cross has God as his Father. He has Christ as his Savior. Then he's born of the Holy Spirit of God, and he has the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, and he shall abide with you forever. I tell you, friends, this is everlasting salvation. This is eternal salvation. In fact, the Word of God said he is the author of eternal salvation. And again he said, "And I give unto my sheep eternal life." All friends, eternal life. Then he added this, "They shall never perish." When a million years have come and gone, he would say again, "They shall never perish," and run it into the billions. And let me say again, we shall never perish, and God is for us, and the Savior cannot lie, and I can rest my soul on the precious Word of God for time and for eternity. Now going back again to verse 2 of our chapter, and he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." You and I likely have had very little in this life. Oh yes, we live in the best country in this world, and if the people in these United States had to live where some nations are living today, they would absolutely die. They couldn't take it. But all they've ever known in some of these countries is hardships and starvation, and they know nothing at all about the living God in heaven. Someone is saying, "Why did that happen to them?" Well, I'll give you one verse of Scripture found in Romans chapter 1, and this is what we have. He said, "Because they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up, and gave them up to take their own way. They went into idolatry. They departed from the living God. They bowed down to stocks and stones, and God literally gave them up. And they are today without God, without Christ, and without a Savior." But now listen. When we come to the Word of God again, we have when our Savior came to earth. Our Savior came to save men and women. Then he tells us it's universal salvation, and he would have all men to be saved. Oh, hear this once again in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. This is a faithful saying. It's worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus, that's God's beloved Son from heaven, came into this world. He was not a product of this earth like you and I. Came from heaven's glory down to earth and then to the cross of Calvary, and we sent him back by the way of the cross. But we sing, "The way of the cross leads home. I shall ne'er get sight of the gates of light if the way of the cross I miss." If you miss Calvary's cross, if you miss the Savior, you're going to miss heaven. And if you miss heaven, friends, there's nothing left but the eternal burning. Oh, may God at this very moment speak to your hearts. And again, this word of comfort can reach you. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God." And if you've never believed him before, why not at this very moment say, "Lord, I believe you. You gave him to die for my sins. I do not understand how you could love a wretch like me and be the God thou art. But it's darkness to my intellect, but sunshine in my heart." Now, once more, I want to read a verse or two. We have in the same chapter, and this is verse 3. He said, "I go and prepare a place for you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself." Now, he left this earth about 1,900 years ago past. And he went back to heaven, and he's back at the right hand of the Majesty on high. But what? He said, "I will come again." That has been a word of comfort and consolation to men and women from then until now. He said, "I'm coming again," and he can't break his word. And we say, Nearly 2,000 years have come and gone, he hasn't returned. But I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And the days were never darker in this world than they are today. The Word of God is given up, and the Savior is given up. Many say we do not believe in the virgin birth of Christ, and many say we do not believe in the physical resurrection, and many say we do not believe in His coming again. What do you believe? You're just an unbeliever, and the Word of God says, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him, and it'll never be removed, friends, in eternity, if it isn't removed in this life. May God speak to your hearts now. Hear this verse 6. We have these words, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. That is the way to heaven. Then he said, I am the truth. That tells us how to go to heaven. Then he said, I am the life. So everything is found in him. And the Word of God said, and ye are complete in him. So, friends, if up until this time you've never received Christ as your Savior, may the Lord help you to take in this verse. Hundreds, thousands have believed God. And when he said, I am the way, they said, that's enough. He said, I am the truth. He is enough. I am the light. He is enough. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. So if you will at this time, turn away from self, rest your soul on the written Word of God and finished work of Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, friends, if you desire further help, further spiritual help, drop us a line in care of the station to which you are listening, or Good News Hour, 817 South 7th Street, Atchison, Kansas, and may God bless you and save you is our prayer. For His name's sake, amen.